A culture can choose to be inconsistent and logically not follow what should follow, but it will not long happen in this case. It's not me who's creating the slippery slope. Those who are rejecting a male-female requirement to marriage are providing all the grease for that slippery slope, because every argument that they use to validate a homosexual union, which invalidates the realities of creation and nature, can equally be used to validate unions involving adult consensual polyamory or incest. It's the same exact same sort of arguments.